Laguna Beach High School drama presents William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. It starts tomorrow night. It's got performances November 2nd and 3rd. That's Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. And then again next week on Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. as well. And on Sunday, there's a matinee on November 4th and November 11th, those Sundays. And the matinee is at 2:30. And right now, live in the Pearl Street studio, we have some of the cast of the Laguna Beach High School's Romeo and Juliet. What is your name?
Hi, I'm Zoe, and
And next to Zoe, we have Charlie. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, I'm Charlie, and I play Romeo.
Oh, we've got Romeo and Juliet right there. All right, and next to Charlie, we have Luca. Luca, what's your role?
I play Benvolio, Romeo's cousin.
And your name?
I'm Malin.
Hi, Malin.
Hello.
And who are you in Romeo and Juliet?
I play Tybalt.
I want to start off by letting our listeners know that this Romeo and Juliet is set in a modern day times. Tell us a little bit, Zoe, about this modern day setting of Romeo and Juliet. Is it still kind of the same script, or is it completely modernized, or what's the deal?
Well, while our costumes and the set and everything is modern, we have the exact same, we have Shakespeare's text that we're using. So we're able to, you know, take this modern circumstance and bring the language to life.
Excellent. So that's pretty cool. What's the town that this modern day is being portrayed? What town is it?
Well, it's Verona.
Verona, California.
Yep.
That's awesome. So as Romeo and Juliet right here, Romeo, let me ask you, what is your favorite line that you say of this play?
Well, there's this one scene in the beginning with Benvolio where, because Romeo, in the beginning, he's actually in love with someone that's not Juliet. He's in love with this girl, Rosaline. And so at the start of the play, he's sort of this depressed and moody teen who just kind of rambles on about this like weird love poetry. And so there are a lot of funny lines. There's a scene in the beginning where I'm just saying some super dramatic poetry, and then Benvolio is like beside me, super confused, and he just kind of starts laughing at like the stupid things I say, and then I'm just like, "Dost thou not laugh?" So it's very straight up, but I think that's a funny moment.
In the very beginning of the play, you guys kind of have a little, well, you're throwing some shade on each other, right? Is that what Shakespeare is all about?
Yeah, shade and a few punches.
And I swing at him with the golf club. He's got a pool cue. So we've got some cool stage combat going along with our verbal sparring.
So stage combat, verbal sparring. Give us an example of some of this verbal sparring.
Benvolio's coming in, trying to be a peacemaker, break up the fight, and he goes, "Park, fools, put up your hands. You know not what you do."
And then I enter in all my glory, and I say, "What, art thou drawn amongst these heartless hinds? Turn thee, Benvolio, look upon thy death."
And then Benvolio responds by turning and simply saying, "I do but keep the peace. Put up your hands, or manage them to part these folk with me."
"You draw but talk of peace. I hate the word as I hate hell, all Montagues, and thee. Have at thee, coward."
You are listening to KX93.5, and these are Laguna Beach High School students that are going to be doing Romeo and Juliet, starting this Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at 7 p.m., a matinee on Sunday, and going again next week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 7 p.m. for Friday and Saturday, 2:30 p.m. for the matinee. Now, let me ask you guys, you have a special director, is that correct?
Yes, it's Michael Irish.
Now, tell us a little bit about Michael. He's an alumni, right?
Yeah, he went to Thurston Middle School and Laguna Beach High School, and he went off to New York to do New York. He has been working on Shakespeare this whole time.
And now he came back to direct our show.
Well, you know, that's really neat. And what happens when an alumni teaches current students? Do you feel that there's a special magic with that, that there's an immediate trust that happens?
Well, there's definitely more of like a sense of relation, as in you sound like you're just talking to someone at your school who's older than you, except in this case it's a few more years older than you, but there is this closer relation that you get with an alumni, especially someone who's so chill like Michael and close to our age.
And right. I think it's really cool for him too, especially because, I mean, this is his, where he started Shakespeare, and then he gets to come back and introduce us to Shakespeare and kind of full circle be on the other side of things, which is cool for both of us.
And share some of his experiences that mm-hmm. he's had doing all of this acting with Shakespeare.
Yep.
Juliet, do you have a favorite line in this production?
Yes, it is.
Let's hear it.
I'm in the scene. I've been waiting for it. I sent the nurse to go talk to Romeo and see whether he wants to get married still. And I wait for her for 3 hours. And she finally saunters in, and I just want to find out what's happening. And she's saying, oh no, calm down. I need to take a couple breaths. Be calm. And I say, how art thou out of breath when thou hast breath to tell me that thou art out of breath?
Charlie, where can people buy tickets for this? Are there tickets available at the box office at the day of the show?
Yes, the tickets are sold at the box office the day of the show, but you can also order them online ahead of time if you want to secure a spot.
And where would they go to order tickets online to secure their spot?
BookTix. It's like lbhs.booktix with an x.com.
All right, that's lbhs.booktix.com. Students are $12, adults $17, premium seats $22. 22 is my favorite number. You guys are fiercely brave and very, very talented. And I just want to hear a line from each of you. Let's start with Malin and give us one of your lines, and we'll hear a little bit of this Shakespeare.
Here we go. This by his voice should be a Montague. Fetch me my rapier, boy. What dares the slave come hither, covered with an antic face, to fleer and scorn at our solemnity? Now by the stock and honor of my kin, to strike him dead, I hold it not a sin.
Wow. All right, Luca.
Tut, man, one fire burns out another's burning. One pain is lessened by another's anguish. I'll turn giddy and be holt by backwards turning. One desperate grief cures another's languish. Take thou some new infection to thine eye, and the rank poison of old will die.
Wow, very good. Charlie.
O brawling love, O loving hate, O anything of nothing first create, O heavy lightness, serious vanity, misshapen chaos of well-seeming forms, feather of lead, bright smoke, cold fire, sick health, still waking sleep, that is not what it is, this love feel I that feel no love in this.
That was wonderful, Charlie. No wonder you're Romeo.
I'll look to like, if looking liking move, but no more deep will I endart mine eye than your consent gives strength to make it fly.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Laguna Beach High School, fiercely talented and brave students putting on Romeo and Juliet at the Laguna Beach High School starting tonight. Well, it'll be Friday night that it starts at 7 p.m. You guys, thank you for coming in, KX93.5. And does Shakespeare teach you anything when you have to learn all these lines? It's a lot to learn, isn't it?
It's kind of like learning a new language to some extent. When you're starting out with Shakespeare, the biggest part is translation and knowing what you're saying. That's one of the most important things as an actor. And when working with Shakespeare, we don't use a lot of that language anymore. So you need to translate it back so you know what you're going to say, and then figure out how you're going to say it, and then work it back into the Shakespearean dialect. So it's a process that you learn, actually, from it, and it's been a lot of fun, and I can see why Michael Irish has dedicated so much of his life to it.
Yeah, you definitely learn about the importance of projecting the meaning of your words through your actions, because when an audience is watching a Shakespeare play, they don't actually know what the words are, kind of like us actors when we're learning. At first, we don't really know what the words mean themselves, so we have to maybe like exaggerate or really put out and project what the words mean so that then it reads to the audience.
Giving them a visual cue as well as to what you're actually saying.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think that there's some correlations between the context and the things that they are talking about that happened so long ago into today's world?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what's great about Michael Irish's decision to make this a modern day adaptation is that then we get to see all the kind of themes that are explored in Romeo and Juliet in this modern times. We see how they're all still relevant to today's society. And I think that's something really powerful, just to see how these common like themes and values kind of transcend time.
And speaking of, can you give us a glimpse and tell us what the modern feud is between the two families?
So actually in Shakespeare's text, it's never addressed why they're fighting. That's part of the point, is that it's gone on for so long that they don't even know why they're fighting. It's just this ancient vendetta that's never been clarified. So it's never clarified in our version either.
Well, but I think Michael Irish actually said, wasn't it something about like it's old money versus new money?
Yeah, so his vision was kind of like, just to give us something to work with, like kind of two like business tycoon type families, like one like ancient money that's been in the family forever, very privileged. And then the other one is like new up and coming, also very wealthy, very powerful, but like kind of the conflict there.
A .com.
Yes.
Billionaire. Billionaire. Excellent. Well, it was wonderful having you guys here on Laguna's Only FM, and what an amazing endeavor that you guys are putting your efforts into, and I can't wait to be there at Romeo and Juliet. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.